Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I have been on the road for quite some time, so I haven't gotten to catch up with my favorite doctor and friend, Dr. Sherwood. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to see you. I've missed you and Rob. You guys are amazing.
I've missed you. I've missed you for many reasons, but also, you know, we're on your protocol and
we
I need to also talk to you as a doctor, but I wanted to have you on the show because a lot of people know that I backed you and I still do. And you were in the race for governor and you never did anything like that before. You saw a need for America to have true patriots that aren't in the swamp, that aren't compromised, that are really in it for God and country and the future of our children and our sovereignty, which is in danger right now, as you and I both know. And you threw your hat in the ring, you and a bunch of other really, really amazing humans. And I'm really applaud you and I'm so proud of you. But I do think that we both were a little naive about what's really going on out there. So tell my audience a little bit about what you found in throwing your hat in the ring and trying to navigate the swamp.
Well, I learned a lot, Mel, lessons that I would never trade in for anything. I won't be the same ever again. I learned that, and I'll go down the order, that probably all the politicians, Democrats and Republicans in office, do not know the Constitution. Boom. I learned that Republicans did not know the Republican platform stance was written. So I traveled around over 250 events with the Constitution in one hand and the GOP platform stance in the other. I learned that the deep state is deeper than we ever thought. I learned that the pseudo, the uniparty, I think as you referred to, as went online, they don't want anybody in there. And I had so many people from my own party attacking me on the backside and the front side. I learned that the Republican Party is just as bad as the Democratic Party. And what they'll do is, strategy wise, if they feel threatened, they'll throw in at the last minute a dummy candidate,
candidate,
and they'll actually have someone fund a commercial through, you know, kind of dark pack money, because you can do that.
So
they really control things. And I also learned that, you know, not something we didn't know already, the elections are already, they're kind of set up beforehand, because in ours, like many others I've watched, 5% of the votes came in and they were already calling the races, and the percentages don't change the rest of the time. It's really a bizarre experience. But those are the negatives. Positives, I learned that there's a bunch of people out there. I saw fire in their eyes. I saw passion in their hearts. I saw a need for God, a desire for God, and a want to follow the Constitution. And even as recently as today, you know, I get multiple from the 50,000 votes we got. Those people reach out and they're hungry for leadership. And I learned something about myself. I'm not going to quit. It lit a fire under me that I'm going to keep on going, because you can't unlearn what you learn, right?
Right. Well, this is how it is. I think, you know, a lot of people really saw, especially after the 2022, you know, just the debacle there, and then the turning around, and how the media and everyone, you know, jumped on that. We all know what really happened there. We've seen it once, you know, the Navarro report, 2000 mules rigged, you know, we have selection code coming up. There's so much evidence. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people have sworn affidavits from all the different states. But it's been going on since they put in the voting machines. That's actually what it was about. And there's no reason America, if France and other countries can have one day, one vote in person, except for extraordinary circumstances, are you telling me the American people can't do that? Just put more polling places then, if you're making it like people can't drive there. Well, you know what? We can. But we're going to have to fix that. But that's the bigger thing, is what you're saying. And this is what I really want our audience to understand, is I was very disappointed. Not only did I go to Oklahoma with you, and Chicago and Nevada and all over, I went to do speeches and events for seven different candidates, all newer candidates. You know, I'm a big fan of a lot of people that are coming from the private sector that would never have been in politics, but really see that there is a uniparty and a swamp situation going on, that there are a lot of these people, they go in and they come out very wealthy, and there's a problem there. What you're saying, what I need people to really understand, is that the GOP is as bad, if not worse, to newcomers. And that bothers me the most, because we are being deceived, because right now you only have two choices and you have to pick one to get on a ballot, because during the primaries, independents don't really have, there's no, you know, nothing for them to do. Independents can't even vote in most primaries. So don't forget that that entire vote, and people that didn't vote before can't vote in the primaries or aren't registered, which we need to register a lot more people that aren't political before 2022, because they need to know that the stakes are higher right now than ever, and they can't bow out of politics anymore, or they're going to lose their freedom too. So not being involved is not an option for 2022. But what you're saying is the most disappointing. I'm even seeing it. I was talking to Carrie Lake and some other people that haven't had their primaries yet, and they're watched what happened to all of you guys. And they're having the same thing, where there's dark money. Some of it's Democrat money, but a lot of it is Republican rhino money. And a lot of these people have been in office for a very long time. And that means that they worked their way up. We know about the corruption. We know about the contracts and the kickbacks and the lobbyists and them. And so I really do believe that they don't want any newcomers in. They don't want any America First, any God and Country people, because they don't want the people that come in to then, I believe, expose the corruption that they've been getting away with. So it's a joint thing where the Democrats and Republicans that are in the swamp embedded equally do not want any newcomers, because the status quo needs to be maintained no matter what, not because for we the people or for their constituents, but to keep them out of trouble.
It's got onto them, you know. There, it's all about money, fame, power, influence, and you nailed it. When they get into office, the curious thing is, all of a sudden, they've got these accounts that just build up like mountains, and they call it the war chest. It's almost like, let's not call it a war chest, let's call it a bribery or a favor chest. That's really what it is. And then you've got the loopholes that are in there. You know, you can have a 501c3 out here. People are donating to that to get a tax write-off, you know, on one hand. Then that 501c3 can donate over here to a dark money.
Right.
And it's like that can come back. So you've got so many loopholes in there. And now you got all these multimillionaires in there that want to keep their power.
Right.
And they know that the exposure to the truth behind it will take it away. Right. So there's the rub right there. And guys like me, I mean, I'm not afraid of these people at all. And I can't tell you how many times, it was so many times, I would look them right in the eye. I mean, straight up, man to man or whatever. And I would say, you know what? You're a crook.
Right.
And I know it. And I just want to tell you that you're going to get caught one day. I may not be the one to do it. I don't really care. But you are a crook and a liar. And there's many people I went up to and I'd shake their hand, you know, and I'd whisper in their ear, hey, I know what you said. I know what you did. It got back to me. And I'm just telling you right now, I forgive you, but you're wrong.
Right.
And they would, I mean, Mel, I saw them shake and I saw their bottom lip just quiver.
Right.
And they were so scared, because I'm a big guy, I guess, but I wouldn't hurt them.
Hey, they're more scared because, you know what? They can do all they want right now, but God's going to judge them for exactly what they are. Because what we do know is that, a lot of these people are there's a lot that I do on my show about smart cities and contracts and, you know, all different things for different giant multinational corporations that come in to local, like it's not just governors, it's also mayors and city council, that these people come in, they want these lucrative contracts in the jurisdiction. And from that point on, you know, that's when, you know, the rubber meets the road in terms of integrity and your conscience. And a lot of these people, it's one onto another, and taking out even one domino at this tight knit group is dangerous, because one person gets out, they get investigated. It's a whole house of cards. It goes on the federal level, but people need to know it goes on the state level and on the local level. And that's why I always say to people, it's a free resource on my website, themelkshow.com. You go to the resource section. There is a place where you can look up every single person running in your county, in your state, and you can look at where their money's coming from. And like you're saying, these billionaires and trillionaires, they're trillionaires. They hide their money overseas. Yeah. Okay. And again, everyone should also make sure that anyone that's running in their state and in their local government too, it's local too, it has no connection to the World Economic Forum, global leaders, young global leaders,
that's
young
right.
influencers. They have very many different groups. Everyone should go to the World Economic Forum and make sure that anyone running in your area is not connected. There's also the Democracy Alliance, the Democrat PAC, anything to do with the Open Society. George Soros has hundreds of NGOs. We got the Zuckerberg Chan Foundation. These are the people that funded the people that did not allow you to have your day. Yeah. And that's the truth.
That's right. And, you know, this public information that you've been so kind to provide, you know, most people had no idea. Most people, Mel, don't even take the time to look.
Right.
And you can see, you know, the old saying is follow the money. Just follow the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true.
It's clear there are ethics commissions out there that are trying to get a rein on this, but they can't. And I've said it all along, you know, if you want to save the Republic, you have to do it from a local and state level, and it has to push back, and the states have to say to the federal government, we appreciate you, but get out of our lives. That's right. The end of that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and we the people have to realize, listen, your vote shouldn't just be a vote. Your vote should be your solemn oath to save this country, and it should be respected, and you should respect it, because the powers that be do not care about your vote. They will throw it away. They will cheat. They will do whatever they have to do. And they will say, we were doing it because of what we want. But that guy, me, you, whoever's watching this, you know, they don't really have a say because they're not important. Oh, the only people that are important are the people that are in the club, and they're not in the club. This is how bad it's gotten. So, you know, all I say is your power is your vote, but your vote, you need to have the integrity and the self-respect and the self-worth and the love of your family, God, country, to say, I'm not going to check a box for anyone. I don't know where they came from, how they were funded, and if they are already in office, what have they voted for? Because if they voted for Build Back Better plan, or they voted for the infrastructure bill, or they voted for any of these globalist multinational corporation, Soros or BlackRock backed initiatives, they're not for you or your state or your county. They are for the globalist regime or the bankers. And we are being run by an oligarchy of bankers right now, and people need to know it.
The interesting thing about that is and I'm so grateful for the Mel K Show and what you're doing because of the information you're getting out there, because the mainstream media is bought and paid for as well by the same entities. And so you've got the mainstream media that's bought and paid for. And then you got Big Pharma, incidentally, which is the highest contributor to, and their associates, highest contributor to all political campaigns. And then you got these politicians over here that are getting all this money. And they basically have a glorified 501c3 multiplied kind of lifestyle, because they have little income, but this incredible value to do anything they want, anytime they want. And they, you know, I had people tell me straight up, they said, do not go to the rural areas. I'm like, why not? Because those people's votes don't count. That's what I was told. Right. I was told that. You know what I did? I went to the rural areas.
Right.
Because I'm like, screw y'all. And Mel, I looked everybody in the eye. My wife and I made a point. Every single person we looked in the eye, we made an intentional effort to make them feel as best as we can control like the most important person in our world right now. And I am so happy we did that. It was exhausting, tiring, but we did that. And, you know, no sleep, 11 months, every day, no days off. But I wouldn't trade that experience for the world for what I learned about the heart of the rural American patriot.
Well, that's what, between now and 2022, we really got to get out there to the rural patriots, because a lot of those people don't vote. They just want to be left alone, and they don't realize the danger that they're in more than anyone else, in my opinion, as we're watching China buying up what they have, almost 300,000 acres of our farmland. Yep. Bill Gates has over 200,000, I think. And God knows who else is running the rest of it. Of course, in your state and in New Mexico and other states, I've been driving all over the country. I've been in 22 states driving on my year and a half road trip. And it's really scary how much is federal land in your state and other, and especially very curious, New Mexico, Colorado, there's so much land that is not being used by we the people to build our country and to have manufacturing and growth and farming. And it's all by design and on purpose. I think, though, here's the crazy part. I think that after all this time we've spent, me and you both also on the road, we both go to the Reawaken Tour, and mm-hmm. Rob and I go to small events all over the country that we're invited to talk about the Constitution and the history of our country that has been totally corrupted by those in power. Is that I think a lot more people are really waking up right now.
Yep.
It's a little past the time that we might like, but again, mm-hmm. you said you're just getting started. You just figured out how it works, and you're not supposed to know, but now you know from the inside out. And I do hope that a lot more people will take the lead that you've given, the bravery and the commitment to our country and our future, and throw their hats in the ring, because the more people we have running, the more this is exposed. And something very important that you said that people really need to know is that the GOP, what they are doing all over the country and are continuing to do, they're doing it for the primaries, but we have to also make sure that we watch it going up to 2022. Yep. They bring in candidates. First of all, the Democrats are funding a lot of rhino candidates behind the scenes, like Liz Cheney. All her money's coming from them. But the other thing is that they're running insiders that they can control that are already compromised. And then they find like somebody like you or Bobby Payton or, you know, or any one of these, Lamar, any one of these people. And they basically put together the exact same, all the talking points that you're saying. This person will say exactly the same thing. They can't look like you because you're, you know, you're you and you're like a superhero, but they but like somebody like Payton or what's his name in Nevada, Joel Gilbert.
Joey.
So they're finding somebody that even looks like them.
Yep.
And they're sending them out on the trail with your exact platform so that the people are divided. They're going, and this is really targeted, I think, honestly, to people who are Christians and are looking for God centered candidates. Mm-hmm. And I think that they know that that's a very powerful block. So they're bringing in like a decoy all over the country. It's crazy.
That's what it's called. It's called a decoy candidate. And what we need to understand is like even the founders, Mel, they talk about divine providence. I'm not sure all of them are Christians, and you know, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But all of them recognize divine providence. The moral compass from the divine providence was necessary to maintain the republic. I mean, we know that. And so the only way we're going to have to build or be able to hang on is to hang on to the ability to acknowledge the divine providence, which in our case is God. And the globalists, which are really both Republican and Democrats working together, they want to minimize and push away the divine providence and put them in the place of divine providence. They want to be God. They want to control you. And when they get someone they can't control, that freaks them out. And I'm encouraging everyone, just, you know, even if you don't think you're going to win, it doesn't matter. Just get in the race and become a pain in the backside. Just be out there and become a pain in the royal butt. And when you do that perpetually, you know, guess what? You're going to get some breakthrough eventually.
Yeah, and we have more testimony after testimony of people that are doing that are getting the same exact thing. And the reason that I say that about Christian or Jewish or whoever, you know, people that believe in God, honestly, that they have a real problem. They don't want any of them. And I'm telling you, it's the globalist thing. A lot of these people are totally bought and paid for by the globalists and you know, and the whole agenda, which we're watching Joe Biden try to implement as fast as he possibly can. Of course, we are in an oligarch and we've been totally usurped. There's a bunch of billionaires and trillionaires running this country and a bunch of politicians that work for them, not for us. And I think it's getting clearer and clearer. But, you know, what we really also need to understand is that faith in God and in consequences of your actions and in the Ten Commandments and do unto others and the Golden Rule and all that stuff is very important. And it's very dangerous for people that are for communism, socialism, totalitarianism. They can't have God-centered people that know that the government is not God. And the government that we have right now that has been installed with Joe Biden, They are for the globalists, and they are also very against, they are secular. They do not want a God here, because like the CCP and every communist party that ever held office, the government has to be God. And people are buying into it because of the COVID started it. That's now right. They're blaming all the things that they did to go to the next level on the Russia-Ukraine war, which I believe they also started, the globalists. And, you know, now we're coming to Joe Biden yesterday, I saw Kerry in the front row, so I think it's probably him more than him. He comes out with his World Economic Forum Great Reset, which we knew was coming. Climate emergency lockdown. I knew it was coming around now. They also need to cheat, as they did in 2020 with the pandemic and the coming 2022 election.
Oh, yeah.
So when you saw this guy come out there and start to talk about all these things that literally were in trouble now, that will put the nail in the coffin to take us to Venezuela level, and with a straight face, they didn't show the audience. It was probably like 12 people, but, and tell us all the things he's going to do to hurt us more. What'd you think?
You know, in one hand, I wasn't surprised like you, as I expected it. But you when you hear it, you see it, you feel it, you're like, okay, wow, this is really happening. You kind of want to pinch yourself, you know, like, right. Holy moly. On the other hand, and you know me enough, I was like, good, it's on. and you know, we're going to win because God wins. He right. does. And even when, like, the children of Israel had their, you know, kind of their backs to the Egyptians on one side, the Red Sea on the other. Man, we're at that Red Sea moment. I'm going to hang on to that faith and believe that Red Sea can be parted through the miraculous hand of God. And I'm not going to take my eyes off that as long as I live, because that's the thing that keeps us going. That's the passion that's going to drive us all as Americans. And that's the passion that caused those 56 people to sign the Declaration of Independence. Not 5,656. And I'm proud to say, you know, you, me, Rob, my wife, we wouldn't be one of those 56.
Yeah, I read something the other day. We don't need the whole country to get it. That at like 3.5% of America actually getting it and fighting back to take this country back would be enough. And I have to tell you, the same thing. On 4th of July, we went down, of course, you know, I think the UN is the biggest fraud perpetrated on humanity in the last 50 years. But they had the fireworks down there, and there's thousands of people, you know, in New York that's completely captured. Though they're waking up, I have to say. And if it's happening here, it's happening. It's everywhere.
You bet. It is.
But because they're going too fast. Their arrogance. They're making too many moves. And everyone's looking at it like, no, we didn't want that. We didn't want that. We didn't want every day. It's like, no. Nobody voted for that. And nobody did vote for it because they don't care. But I'm watching it and I'm thinking, and then I had taken out for a show, the Declaration of Independence. And I was reading that on a show, the 27 grievances. And I'm like, oh my God, we're exactly the same place as we were. This time it's the Davos crew, but it's the same, the crown and the, but we're in exactly the same place. The sad part is I don't think enough American citizens have really realized that we are in a war. It's psychological. They knew this was long planned. But I do believe are winning. I know God is shining light and truth everywhere he can. Some people don't see it. They see it as, you know, what is going on, but a lot of people do see it. And I think that's a good thing. Because you are a doctor and you happen to be my doctor. So you were my doctor way before you were a candidate. I also wanted to talk a little bit about, I'm sure you saw, Burks, you know, is coming out. She wrote a book, of course, because that's how they pay them off. Mm-hmm. And she not only said that she undermined Trump and Dr. Atlas and all of that, but she also said that she knew that it was from Wuhan the whole time and from the lab, and that she was the architect, basically, of a lot of the stuff that was the worst stuff, which were the lockdowns and all of that. And I just wanted to ask you, do you believe in your heart that we will see justice for what these people did?
That's, you know, I've been asked that a lot. You know, justice in our eyes that we want in America or whatever, I don't have high hopes for that. I don't. But justice with a higher justice of the, you know, God and what he does, I do, without question. we as American people, we want to see, let's just call it for what it is. We want to see, Fauci tried, put in jail. We want to see all this marched out of the White House in handcuffs, the whole bit. I don't know, Mel, because it's like, we want to see that. I get it, but there's a higher call out here. There's a higher cause that we're all going to have to answer to. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I just really want to hang on to that. I, on one hand, I'm like, I hate those people. I mean, I do. I'm just being very transparent.
No, I think a lot of people feel that
On
way.
the other hand, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. They're going to get there at some point.
I agree with that for
And
sure.
so I'm just trying to, like, in my own world and art, I want to shine the brightest light I can shine, because I know that light that much drowns out that much of darkness. And so our job is to be the light.
Right. And I think a lot of light is being shined on a lot of stuff. And yeah, I agree with you to a certain extent because, we're still watching the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the
Yeah,
FBI and
totally.
you were a cop, so you're seeing what's happened. You know
Have.
that when Joe Biden comes out and says he's going to put all this money into the cops, well, that's after he purged all the good cops,
Yeah.
demoralized, dehumanized, changed all the recommend requirements to become a cop, made it of hiring of cops about diversity, equity, inclusion, and fighting white supremacy. So now they're going to rehire cops. They're going to rehire Stasi cops. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, don't even get me started. And as a former cop, to watch the crime rate and all of that, I just think that it's shining light where these people want to destroy our country, make it dystopic, make it as dangerous and scary as possible, so that they can come in with their solutions from the UN and the Great Reset, and we'll all be like, oh, thank God, they're going to save us. But I think the opposite is happening. I see lots of communities, but I
Yeah.
really do believe that. How do you feel about the sense of that they're trying to like terrify it? They're trying to make life as hard as possible, but I think people are onto them.
Yeah, I do. Being in my former police career, interestingly enough, I don't know if I ever told you this, for the last 6 years, I was in charge of recruiting, background investigation, and hiring. So I understand the dynamic. And even back in those days, and this is, 20 years ago, there was already a move back then to sort of, mirror the community. There was a, people don't
I
like
get it.
the terminology, but this is what, there was a white list, a lady list, and a black list. And that's what it was. You had to have a certain amount there, and standards and qualifications. Qualifications were here, but standards within the qualifications would get a little bit waffly. And so you saw the degradation of that character. And really, it should be about the best person. We all know that. I mean, I'm all about giving people a
No,
chance.
we've got to go back to there's no color or gender when it comes to these positions.
Totally. And I watched that occur, and I watched the morale of law enforcement, especially it came to a head under the Obama administration.
Well,
There
we
was a
know
lot of
that.
hatred and a lot of disrespect for authority. But I'm still out there in those circles. I can tell you, and I'm happy to report, there are probably millions of solid law enforcement personnel around this country that will not stand for it under any circumstances. And I met them on the campaign
I
trail.
know.
They're strong, and we've got strong people. They just haven't really been pushed to speak up yet. They're getting there, though,
No,
right
you make
before
a
voting.
really good point. My mom says the same thing about the teaching profession and
Yeah.
which we need to get rid of, the teachers unions, which are really globalist entities as well. But the same thing, she said that she started seeing it about 20 years ago. I remember Soros and them, Chicago, University of Chicago, which is private, and Bill Ayers kind of is the king there. But they started their Teach for America, where they were trying because nobody wanted to teach in the inner city was the story. But it's the same thing. It's the same people. And here's the thing: they have a 20-year head start, which
They
is what
do.
we were talking about the hardest part and the reason we do the tour and everything is bringing patriots together. So then they get together. So then they grow groups because the other side has been doing community organizing, i.e., rioting and whatever they do, total pressure, taking over, showing up, wherever they're called to, because they are all indoctrinated already to be part of this collective. That's another thing, that the whole collective thing we got to break, because I think individuals are now being brainwashed to be part of something. We even saw it during the COVID with the vaccinated, unvaccinated.
Totally.
You know, that takes you also away from God and from trusting your gut and yourself and your and what you know to be true, critical thinking. And speaking of critical thinking, I usually don't keep you so long, but I wanted to talk about both. I wanted to talk both about the politics, but now I want to get into a couple, some health stuff. Now, the first health thing I want to get into is, you know, we talked about a year ago, I said to you on the show when I was looking into when Bill Gates, just a side note, said that we should watch out for a smallpox thing. And I said, oh, God, they have a smallpox attack coming. And then they found the samples in Philly, in somewhere in Philadelphia at a Merck lab. And you know, and this is something. And then now we find out that they were actually working on it in the Wuhan lab. And I'm sure in a bunch of labs elsewhere, maybe Ukraine. But now we have them saying that there is a outbreak of monkeypox.
Yeah.
And in New York, they're saying there's 600 cases. And in L.A., I guess there's a whole bunch of cases, too. Oddly enough that they would only pick those places. How dangerous is this? And what is going on here?
Well, monkeypox obviously doesn't come from monkeys. People need to understand that. The first case was back about 1970 in Africa, actually in a male homosexual population. So we need to understand that viruses, as a general rule, get transmitted, you know, through saliva or bodily fluids.
Right.
And the thing about monkeypox is it sort of forms these lesions, blisters, pustules, whatever you want to call them. And they're generally on the genitalia area and the perianal area. And well, that just makes a lot of sense. But it's spread when that bodily fluid is contaminated with another person's fluid in their system. It can be spread through body-to-body contact, of course. And even you could, I suppose, wipe it off with a paper towel or a towel and get that on you quickly like that. It is not a problem. I mean, key point, don't engage in male homosexual sex. That's just a key point right there, you know. And then secondly, if someone has blisters down there, stay away.
Know.
You know,
oh,
and if you're sick, I mean, it's not a big deal, but what's happening is they have got us isolated, and when we're isolated, you can be dominated with fear, and they're trying to walk us back into an area right. where we'll be compliant.
Right.
The answer to this is absolutely not. I will not be compliant. And the more people we have doing that, the better we'll get the winning mind.
I'm waiting for them to say that it's asymptomatic. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. Because I hear that they're using PCR tests and masks.
Totally.
You know, they just put masks back in. I mean, these people are so awful to our children. They just reinstated, a friend told me, masks in San Diego for children at school, or you can't come to school. How much evidence? But I think that there are, here's my issue, though. I think that they're about to, they know if they do not pull off the cheating that they pulled off in 2020, that they will lose 2022. And they're not worried about losing 2022 because they're worried about losing it. They're worried about justice, actually, on the other side of it, which is why we have to get out in droves and make sure that all your friends that don't vote and don't want anything to do with the politics realize do they like their freedom? Because 2022 is about maintaining our sovereignty and freedom. But, you know, the one thing, though, is that I think that they are going to, I don't know if they have it out there. They're going to try another round of this pandemic. And Joe Biden apparently has two shots, two boosters, and he has COVID. So what are you seeing on the horizon, and what should people do?
They have to go back and do another pandemic because they have to mess up the November elections. That's the plan they got. And they want to instill an opportunity for more absentee ballots, right? They want to instill another opportunity for, fear again. And the idea of propagation of that through the media, broadcasting a one-way story narrative, if you will, that's what they're doing. And that's what we're going to do again. And we have to be aware of it. And interestingly enough, in our state, like in many other states, usually about 1 in 5 of the GOP registered Republicans vote. We got to turn that around.
That's the biggest thing we got to do.
got to get out there and overwhelm them. And maybe we won't win all of the seats, but if we can win some and just keep clicking away and clicking away, it's going to make a difference. But on the pandemic stuff, look, I've encouraged people, Mel, to just do the things that we and my wife and I as practice know to do.
Right.
So that the body will do what it does. Frankly, I don't give a rip who has a virus. If they want a hug, come here. I'll give you a mask-free, social distancing, violating hug. I could care less. I have confidence in the system God put in me to know that I'm not born with a vaccine deficiency, so right. I'm like, or a medication deficiency. I'm good. And we've got to get that confidence back in society. The only way to do that is to make sure that we do those lifestyle things. I know it sounds like too much work, but guess what? To get stronger, you got to put the work in. I don't get muscles by just driving by a gym.
I know.
You have to get in there and do
if
it.
Only.
Right. You have to put the work in. That's what we want to encourage people to do. Put the work in and we'll help you do that.
Yeah. And in general, you've helped us a lot with this, but just for the people out there, you can go to your website and everything else. You also will talk about where they can find you, but just in general, for everyone out there, they're going to come at us with whatever they can. And we got to make sure our immune systems are at A+, you know, there's no B- right now with your immune system. And you really got to make sure that you do all the things that you can do, that you can control, to make sure that you are not susceptible, or at least, to the very least, that you are the least susceptible as possible.
Yes. Yes.
So what are your four most important things everyone should be doing every day now, and preparing and realizing that this is not over for them, and therefore it can't be over for us in terms of our being offensive, not defensive?
Number one is this, and people need to get this. You got to put quality food in your body and quality supplements in your body at the same time. The essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, use that term essential for a reason.
Right.
They drive system. It's like having gas, oil, and air in your tires for your car. Without those things, your system will not perform. Don't wait and say, well, I got a medication within a cabinet just in case. That is stupid.
Right.
That is bad business, right? So you got to get good food and good supplements. And we do that so many times to people. You got to get off negative media and quit hanging around people that are going to drag you in the gutter, man.
Right.
Hang around some people that are going to lift you up. Get good information, not one side of a narrative. Number two, you got to get good sleep, you know, 7-8 hours. I know it gets a little bit annoying as we age to get that sleep, but we've got to put that in. The body cannot recover unless it's in a fasted state. And the best way to fast is sleep.
Right.
Number four, you got to move, man. The only way the body can get those toxins out of yourself, whether vaxxed or not, is to get the fluids moving, the blood moving, the detox pathways, and your lymph system moving. And the only way to do that is exercise.
Right. Right. And that's the truth. You also, you put a Rob and I on a whole regimen with fish oil, and with, I love those. I love the vitamins that you gave us that are like, chewables.
Oh yeah, they're good.
We am Rob's always like, right, you want some sweet tarts? So I'm like, yeah, you know. Yeah. So Rob brings them into me. He brings me in my whole thing. It's great. But I got to tell you, they've made a big difference. And Rob had some like different, because he's a little older than me. He had some things that have totally reversed in the 3 months that we've been on the program. So I'm really grateful for that. I'm going to have you back because we want to go over our results with everyone, because we talk to people and what we're doing. Me as a woman and my age, Rob at his age as a man, because it's really been a big turnaround in a lot of different ways. Now, I want everyone to know that you have your own website and your own channel. You guys also do an online free event that is amazing, and everyone can go check it out. So why don't you tell my audience where they can find you, and then we'll set up our next event where you and I will talk about what Rob and I have been doing, what's working, what's not working, and kind of help everyone that might have the same issues find solutions for themselves. So where can they find you?
They need to go to sherwood.tv/MelK. Just put in an MELK. Do that, because I want to know who Rob and Mel's friends are.
Yeah.
Millions of people out there that are following, and look, we can help you with blood testing,
yeah,
testing, wherever you are in the world. The beauty of this stuff right here is one of the most awesome things we've generated from COVID. It's given us a new appreciation for the ability to connect in a really good global way. So let's take the benefit of that. Sherwood.tv/MailK, and we love to help you. All the things that you're taking that are reversed conditions, that's easy, no problem. We want to put
I know. And hands. The other thing is, you know, the trust in the as time goes on. We knew this a long time, but a lot of people are waking up to like the trust in the medical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, you know, it's all connected. The good thing about you is if somebody, me or a friend or somebody in our family isn't well, I can call on you guys, and you guys do telehealth.
Yep.
And people have to realize that is the future right now, because right now I don't really know how safe it is to go into a hospital or whatever, but I do know that if it's something minor, I go to Dr. Sherwood. I know Rob, and we've gone for our family members. We've sent friends. So also not just for maintenance and for the programs like we're on, or, you know, for anti-aging programs or hormone replacement programs like I'm doing, but there's also just your regular health. Dr. Sherwood and his wife are amazing doctors, and they are very responsive, and they don't leave you out there on your own. They really want to help. So please check out Dr. Sherwood. He's also on our partners page. We'll do a follow-up for health, but I wanted to catch up with you about your experience on the road, trying to figure out the swamp. But guess what? You know what? Just like everything else, you went, and this was like a kind of an exploration.
Yeah.
You had to figure out what you were dealing with. Cause I'll tell you what, even Trump said famously, he knew the swamp was deep. He didn't know it was that deep.
So, no, you don't. So I'm grateful. And hey,
and we've had so much fun.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Anyway, I will see you in Rochester, I think, right?
Yes. Can't wait to see you guys.
Excellent.
Big hugs for you.
I know, always. So everyone also go to my page, and you can go to Rochester, meet us in Rochester. Then we're going to the border of Idaho and Washington.
Yes.
So please go to the events page on themailkshow.com and come join me and Dr. Sherwood. We do a meet and greet. We probably talk to 1,000 people, shake hands. We're big huggers. So come see us in Rochester and wherever we go. And I love you, Dr. Sherwood. I will see you in New York. Stay well, say hello to your wife, and keep healing people and giving people back their health and their lives. I really appreciate it.
Love Thank you guys you, too. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a 2-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. invest in silver and gold and other hard assets, get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community, and start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet, but that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now.
America!